AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hurricane season officially starts in about a week, and President Biden is spending $1 billion to make sure FEMA is prepared.
That's going to double the funding available of life from last year, and it's going to help communities, including those too often overlooked. And it's going to invest in resilience and better protect themselves to serve for other climate events.
Forecasters expect a busier than usual hurricane season. The White House and the Kremlin are working out details for a face-to-face meeting next month between Presidents Biden and Putin in Switzerland. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be meeting with Israeli and Hamas leaders a week after a ceasefire to the fighting in Gaza. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says this is not meant to negotiate a peace deal.
What the secretary is there primarily on this trip is to focus on immediate issues right now at hand, which is ensuring that we are creating conditions with our partners in the region for a sustained ceasefire, and also discussing the path forward on rebuilding Gaza.
The White House says President Biden is awaiting an infrastructure counteroffer from Senate Republicans, but talks are at a standstill before a Memorial Day deadline. A core group of Republican negotiators rejected the president's latest $1.7 trillion proposal as too big. In New Jersey,
this was not a random act of violence. This was a targeted attack.
Two people were killed at a birthday party in southern New Jersey over the weekend. Gurbir Griwal is the New Jersey State Attorney General.
One individual has been arrested, and we fully anticipate the possibility of additional arrests.
Griwal did not discuss a motive. The Catholic Diocese of Chicago says nationally known activist priest Father Michael Flager will be reinstated as the leader of his parish after an investigation found no reason to suspect he sexually abused children. This is AP News. New York has a new park, a novelty for the city, built on concrete pilings that look like giant tulips.
It's called Little Island, but nicknamed Diller Island because Barry Diller and wife Diane von Furstenberg's foundation foot the $260 million bill. New Yorker Tequila Minsky, who watched it go up, is impressed.
Nothing like what you imagined because it was in the process of being built, and there was a lot of controversy. I think it's very beautiful.
It's designed to look like a leaf floating in water. It's got rolling hills of grass, performance spaces, and much more, says Executive Director Trish Santini.
In terms of New York coming back to life, I think this is a space that can help heal the souls of all the trauma we've all been through, you know, nature, art, community. It's kind of what we're all needing right now.
Julie Walker, New York.
Peloton plans to spend about $400 million to build its first U.S. factory in Ohio outside Cleveland. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.